Zo saab, it's concerning the mirage.
Miraj?
Miraj of Hazrat sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. Or Miraj?
Miraj.
Yes.
Forgive my
ignorance. Yes, please.
So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came very near to God, how do we understand this? The actual, because he was not physically near to God, he was spiritual. But yes. God is everywhere.
Have you ever gone closer to a friend of yours or not? Closer to any person? Have you? Never? To your mother, to your father, okay. To your sisters, to your friends, those to whom you are introduced, do you stay at the same distance right from the start till the end, or do you seem to gain some distance towards them? Towards some of them? Some distance towards some of them and some distance away from some of them. Do you ever feel that?
Sometimes.
Huh?
Yes.
You do. So why shouldn't Rasulullah ﷺ feel the same with relations to God? That is exactly a phenomena which does not require explanation in space-time. It requires explanation in one's inner feeling and one's knowledge of the person and one's bondage with that person and closeness in relations of love. That is the phenomena which has been described. So at that time, you know, sometimes you love your parents all right, but sometimes there are moments when you are closest to them. And sometimes you know your friends for ages and yet you don't know them enough. And suddenly one day they dawn upon you. You begin to understand. Sometimes this happens with enemies and sometimes with friends. So that final moment of dawning of God's attributes with the grandest flash, that was Miraj.
Exactly.